Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, right at the top, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders. Victoria Jones, my fave, joining us now. She's in our virtual green room. We spared no expense. Only somebody took the Christmas cookies, so she'll have to have her tea plain. Hey, Victoria. Listen, this is the most important question I'm going to ask you, and everyone in America can relate to this. What is your favorite cookie during the holidays?
I like mince pies.
Oh, mince pies are good. But if they're not done well, they're awful.
Awful. Awful. So, for me, cookies... I just like them. I like cookies. I mean, like, this week I'll be going to the White House Christmas party. And so I will be looking out for something that either has frosting or that is a sandwich with filling.
A sandwich with filling. What's the White House Christmas party like? You've gone to a bunch of those. Is it fun?
It's a lot of fun. They decorate the White House to the nines. It's just beautifully done inside. It's like walking into a magic castle. Suspend belief from the moment you enter. It's a completely different world. You step out of all reality for the whole time that you're in there. They do it really beautifully, really beautifully.
And it's all media?
Now they start parties right at the beginning of December, pretty much every single night, going up until probably up until about the 21st, I would say. So they are entertaining every single evening, doing the same thing, standing in a receiving line, shaking hands. Michelle's wearing a different dress. I don't know how many dresses she rotates, but she's just standing there receiving people with him. And they're shaking hands, getting their pictures taken for hours on end and hours on end. As they rotate all the different people from all the different types of things in Washington and around the country, the congressional one, the this one, the this one, the this one, and the media one is just one of them.
Okay, so just one of them. And media only. Do like hundreds of media people show up? I bet everyone shows up.
A lot of people show up. It's really popular because this is... You know, this is the one that you feel like, darn, I've earned it. I cover this place.
I cover this place. Feed me. All right. So it's all nicey-nice in those lines, but not so nice during the day. Fiscal cliff, part 1,000. We've been talking about this, you and I, for a year and a half. Nothing different has happened, and now the Republicans came up with their own proposal, and the White House rejected it. What was the meat of that proposal?
Well, the meat of that proposal really is it's a plan to cut the deficit by $2.2 trillion over the next decade. They want to raise $800 billion in revenue and cut $1.2 trillion in spending. They want to raise the revenue, but they don't want to raise tax rates. And it's how they raise the revenue. Now, the White House, I'll quote you from the White House's response, which is a bit snarky. They say the Republican letter released today does not meet the test of balance. In fact, it actually promises to lower rates for the wealthy. It's true. And sticks the middle class with the bill. Their plan includes nothing new and provides no details on which deductions they would eliminate, which loopholes they will close, or which Medicare savings they would achieve. And it goes on a bit, and then it says that until they're willing to get serious about asking the wealthiest to pay slightly higher tax rates, we won't be able to achieve a significant balanced approach to reduce our deficit our nation needs. So this doesn't really get us very much further.
Yeah, so nothing's going to happen here, is it? Does this feel like to you this is just it? There's no Band-Aid even?
Well, I mean, it feels to me like, you know, this is something, but it feels to me like the same way in 2011... That John Boehner, if he was left alone, could probably cut a deal. But he's not left alone. He's got a Tea Party caucus on his back.
Mm. Right, so there's fractured, obviously it's fractured opinions in the Republican Party, and so that's that side of it. And there just doesn't seem to be a common lane here.
That's how it seems at the moment. Now, it's possible that they're all going to start looking at things and suddenly go, oh, my God, what are the markets going to do on January the 2nd?
Yeah.
We've got to do something. And then Moody's is going to start jumping up and down along with Standard & Poor's and start saying, oh, we're going to downgrade you.
Yeah, we don't want to be downgraded right after the holidays. All right, Victoria Jones, hot on the trail. Have fun at your party. And, of course, thanks so much, as always, for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much.
Talking about the so-called fiscal time bombs going off around D.C., if a lot of it is fear tactics or, you know, whatever, there is no doubt about it. The markets thrive on that. So if you push out a bunch of negative news, whether it's exaggerated, manipulated, if it's, you know, one-sided, all sides, it doesn't matter. That's what sinks the market. So she's right in saying that. What's going to happen to the markets if it's all negative and the world is waiting with bated breath to see, oh, are they going to push the debt ceiling up? Are they going to borrow more money, the Americans? Or how are they going to ultimately solve the dilemmas as far as the taxes are concerned? What happened was Republicans offered $4.6 trillion in tax cuts to Obama, and Obama said, well, that's ridiculous, as you heard Victoria say, that there was no specifics in any of the loopholes that they were talking about. What loopholes do you mean? So there's been some serious backlash. And Grover Norquist, who has some power in D.C. because of so many people scrambling to sign his pledge of no taxes when it suited them and helped them get elected, meaning lots of the Republicans, very few Democrats. Of course, I don't even know if there was ever a Democrat that signed it. But the Republicans were hot to trot on the idea of, yeah, let me sign the pledge because this is what's going to get me elected. I'm going to be part of the team that says I am a no-tax person. There's absolutely no way. So Norquist is saying, hey, you want to wiggle out of this tax thing, fine. But you be ready for Tea Party 2 is what he's calling it. And he's saying there's going to be a Tea Party 2 no matter what, because there's going to be some serious blowback if we do go over whatever it's perceived to be, the cliff. If we somehow find ourselves in the middle of the dreaded recession and we find that people are now tighter than ever because of some of the things that have happened as a result of not extending tax cuts and confusion over what's going to happen with the spending and ultimately where do we end up on the deficit scale, you know, even further down, of course, that's what will happen. And it's going to be then about pushing the debt ceiling up. I said this week that we want to kind of be fiscal cliff free, somewhat. We will talk about it, but I think the line in the sand has been drawn. I mean, we're you know, 27 days and counting, it seems, until we know what's going to happen here. So if that's the case, then you have to make up your mind. Should we just fall off the edge and see what happens? And then see that it was more hype than anything else? And we're going to recover somehow, and this is the best way to go, rather than compromise too much? Or no. We better figure out a way to dig ourselves out of this. What do you think? 855-266-KATE. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer for Midas Resources. December 3rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1990. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,62.46, $8,81.23 for a half ounce, or $4,40.61 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,62.46, $8,81.23, and $4,40.61.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tree in their backyard. Certainly we don't have it in Washington. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you. There's a couple of other things. Trust me, as I said, we want to be fiscal free here on the show. We don't want to pound this one. There's enough dead horses running around the studio into the ground. So there's some other things that we're going to jump to here in this hour. But, you know, I was looking at numbers the other day, and since 2001, and we've talked about this before, and it's always about following the money. There's been 12 increases in the debt ceiling. 12. 12. 10 trillion heaped to the federal debt on top of it. The current president has already borrowed so much that he's now holds the title as, ooh, I did it one term compared to the guy before me who did it in two. So, you know, it's not that the people before were so fiscally responsible. However, we just continue to be so stubborn about this that we allow ourselves to keep pushing the debt ceiling. What did I say? 12 increases in the debt ceiling since 2001. It's an obvious thing to watch. You've seen it. You've done it, maybe. You take everything out on credit cards, and then you are stuck because you never get out of that hole. You can't get out of the hole. And that's what's happening. We're paying on the interest, so we're not even paying this down. And some people poo-poo it and say, oh, listen, who cares? We'll raise the debt ceiling. We're going to get there. We'll chip away at it. You know, we're going to figure out a way to handle this. But that's the problem. We keep saying we're going to figure out a way to handle this. And what we keep doing is printing funny money. We don't even know how much money we're printing. It's not worth the paper that we're carrying around in our wallets, in our handbags. It's like Monopoly money, the way they keep doing that quantitative easing. That's what the trigger is. Oh, reach for the quantitative easing. We'll just inject more money out there if we have to do it. And that definitely is not the answer whatsoever. I mean, things have to change. And we have to slash spending to the point, at some point, where the federal budget is finally balanced. Finally balanced. We have to have a balanced budget. We just have to do it. We can't be a nation of debtors. We've got to be able to pay that down. We're not doing it. As I said, it's all about the interest. We're not working on anything else. We have to pay it down. You know, what happens if you had, for the generation behind and the generation behind them, if you don't pay the debt down, we're just going to continue to default. That's what's going to happen. 20 years ago, 10 years ago, this looked a little bit different. You know, it was a couple trillion, and people were panicking over that. How do we get to the point where 16 trillion was okay, that was normal? That, oh, geez, we know it's high, but we just have to lift the debt ceiling. We had this happen and we had that happen. Ooh, it doesn't work anymore. You may see things differently, and you may have a different solution. I think we have to, really, honestly, as a nation, we have to come together and dig our heels in and stop this nonsense. It's going to be, I mean, you want to talk about a cliff. We are going to fall off our own cliffs because so many Americans that are dependent on the government continuing to flourish are going to be shocked when everything really crashes. If you want to throw in your 2-855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283, to be sure there were, you know, other things, like I said, that have happened across this great nation that are worth talking about. Like, hey, have you been Christmas shopping? Perchance? Have you been out there braving the traffic? Oh, it's a nightmare. So with all the doom and gloom hanging over Washington, somebody better tell the rest of America, did you know that we're really struggling? Because the money that's being spent in these malls has to be wild. Retailers have to love this. I can't wait till after the Christmas season to see how much actually came in. But it's going to be a cha-ching big number. We saw what happened really officially starting on Thursday, since stores opened early, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thanksgiving. And now here we are, not too far into December, and the play just keeps on going. More money is being spent every single day. So somebody is finding money to spend out there, whether it's funny money or not, but it's happening, and you can tell. Just drive around the mall. Go to any of the strip malls. Drive down a heavily populated area where there's a ton of shopping, and you have a hard time, you have a very hard time finding parking spots in the middle of the day or even in the evening. One thing that happens in parking lots that annoys me to death that you may find that happens to you, Do you ever get the sense that some people think that it's kind of like a mini freeway? So, in other words, there's no braking in these parking lots, and then you pull out, and then boom. I've seen, in the last 2 days, I've seen four accidents where someone pulled out, somebody else pulled forward, something else happened, I just happened to be going by, and I'm thinking, this is the parking lot. This is crazy. Nobody's even watching. They're just so desperate to get into the space or to get out and crank it to the next spot that they're, you know, to go to their next shopping search and destroy mission, that they're not paying attention to how they're parking and how they're driving. Or maybe they're texting. And the text message, I can hardly believe it, but it was text to me today, is 20 years old. You know, the first ever text message was sent December 3rd, 1992. And I bet you cannot guess what the text said. It was a software engineer who sent it to another software engineer director. And the message on the phone said, "Merry Christmas." Boy, texting is different now, isn't it? Now everybody texts, and the modern text message isn't. It's just short, and it's all about the knowing the abbreviations, knowing how to say more with less, and the amount of money that phone companies have made on text messaging is incredible. They say 6 billion. They call them short message service messages. Are sent every day across this country. 6 billion. How many do you contribute to that pile? And 2.2 trillion are sent globally. 8.6 trillion are sent every single year. That's crazy. A company named Portio Research dug that up. But, you know, it can be simple as, yo, what's going on? Meet me down the street, whatever. Want to go have a sandwich, whatever it might say. How are you? And it's expected to ultimately rise to, because, you know, so many people text, to about $150 billion a year industry. That's crazy. $150 billion in 2013. Because, you know, you have the unlimited texting. That could be... or you could have 20 cents per text. And how much does it actually cost the carriers? I think of that. Do you have AT&T? Do you have Verizon? Do you know that a text message is about it's 0.03 cents for them? That's what it really costs. So you think the apps and all the other services, the iMessaging and the Facebook and all the other stuff, the way you can use the text is incredible. And here on America Tonight, we use the text. Throughout the entire show, people are texting me or chatting me or even the old-fashioned way, and that's not really texting, but sending me, you know, messages through snail mail. And teenagers, they're just going to talk in abbreviations, you know, because I don't know if some of them know how to form full sentences when it comes to what they say. You know, the LOLs and all the other stuff. That's what it's about as a form of communication. They say the average teenager sends 60 texts a day. How many do you send a day? Or are you tired of technology? All right, I'm throwing out the digits again. If you want to ring in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Jumping over this imaginary cliff or what together? This is it. We're fiscal cliffed out here on America Tonight. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. In the break, I just sent my dog a text. How you doing, Mahalo? Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you? Oh, if I can get him in, it's that mouse. The mouse won't click him in. There he is. Hey, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I can, Mr. Vader.
Yeah, you know, I think I want to start a tax resistance movement right here on your show.
Okay.
Totally legal. Now, you know, every year they're supposed to have a budget. And every year, they don't even come up with one. So on April 15th, I want to encourage all my fellow Americans to send in a tax extension form. If they don't have their budget on time, they don't get our taxes on time. Totally legal. And I think if 50 million Americans did not send in their taxes on April 15th, that would be a shock to the system. Otherwise, these guys are just not going to care about lying out their teeth. I mean, you know, the Republicans, they just offered a plan. What was it? Something over 10 years. It's 10 years now. Everybody's talking about what they're going to do over 10 years. That's not a budget.
That's not a budget.
I can't believe media doesn't call them on this. They don't even call the Republicans on it, because if they call the Republicans on it, then, of course, the Republicans will say, well, that's what the Democrats is doing. They're not talking about a budget anymore. I believe budget is archaic now, you know? And you know what? Whenever anybody tells you we're heading for a fiscal cliff, tell them, how can you have a fiscal cliff when the when they're printing $40 billion a month?
I know. I know. That's what I said. You and I've talked about this for a long time. That's why we call it funny money. They're just printing it, and there's nothing backing it, and that's what's so, so scary.
I think everybody should call their representative and set her and say, look, y'all don't get a budget for this year. If you're late on your budget, my taxes are I'm going to file an extension, and my taxes are going to be late. Deal with that. Otherwise, forget it. They are just playing games with us, and no one is on our side. Anyway, Kate, you know what? We love you because you always listen to everybody. Nobody out there does that. So congratulations.
All right, Tomas, thanks. As if on cue, I don't care if you're left of left, right, or right, you're always welcome on the Overnight Highway here on America Tonight. He's right about that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And all the things that I was just saying, and Tomas was echoing 12 times, the debt ceiling, no problem. And if you wind the clock back to where we were when you're talking about a few trillion, that's one thing. But when you're getting close to 20 trillion, yeah, that's, we are out of control. And pretty soon we can't control the other elements. If China crashes, we're crashing. It's not in their best interest to jack with us, so to speak, right now, because they're making lots of money off of us, as we are making money off of China in different ways. But if China gets into serious trouble and they need to call some markers in, then we are really in trouble, because where are we going to get that money from? David in Oklahoma. Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, okay. I'm still a Longhorn fan, but I'm out of Texas.
Ah, there you go. I got you. It's David. David, good to hear from you.
Yeah, I've been busy trolling around the world or around the country. You know, China could pull, a lot of people have said China could call their markers in, and all we got to do is tell them, yeah, funny, okay, where are you going to, we don't have it, we're going to file bankruptcy with China.
Yeah, we can blood from a stone. You ever hear that expression? True, but blood from a stone, we have nothing to give. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Or blood from a turnip.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, that's what we could do if they call in their markers. Of course, that would cause another war, but, you know, hey, you know, politicians up there like wars anyway. I mean, we helped the people get in over there, and now we're fighting to get them out of there, out of all these different regimes that are over there in the Middle East. We're sending money to everybody else, not worrying about ourselves, and we keep borrowing from everybody else, or all from China, so that we can give money to everybody else outside of the country and not taking care of our own. And I really don't know what, you know, we could, according to WMD.com, we could actually, what's the word I'm looking for here? We could actually, non-fund the, Obamacare too, and save us lots of money.
Yeah, defund, meaning vote to defund it, but they'd have to do that in Congress. But yes, but here's what is happening. It's interesting that you bring that up, Dave, because what is happening with Obamacare is some of the states are refusing to set up the health networks, which would throw a monkey wrench into the individual health mandate, because then when people are looking for health care, they're not going to be able to go because there's not one set up in Texas or Illinois or Florida or wherever.
Right. Here's another thing. There's no exchanges and anything else like that. Here's another thing. How since Obama was reelected, how many of them have actually, how many of them have actually decided that they were going to secede from the union?
47 states have sent in petitions, and Texas, of course, being the biggest.
Well, Texas could do it anyway. They don't have to send in
petitions.
Names.
Letter. Yeah. Yeah, but Texas, here's the thing. The governor's saying, no, because he knows that you still need federal money unless you're going to completely go cold turkey, which the idea of talking about secession was to make a point. You know,
yeah,
we're not happy.
Here's the thing. Even if we did succeed from the union,
uh-huh,
that makes Perry the president of Texas.
He doesn't want to be the president. He wants the mo money still being able to come to tap into with the federal government, because he sees what happens, like if there's a hurricane or something else happens, and he doesn't want to have Texas pay for that. He wants to be able to rely on the federal government. So he's saying no, thank you. I don't want to do it. But
we need to kick him out then.
Well, that's what I was waiting for you to say, that you didn't want Perry to be the governor anymore, because he's not backing that. He's all
right,
over 40, that. Yeah.
If the 47 states that applied for secession said, you know what, the union, guess what? Goodbye. There's only going to be, three states that are going to be in the union, and we by our Constitution, have the right to, when the government is getting too big for its own britches,
mm-hmm,
we have the right to go in, take them completely out, or do whatever we need to do, if that means forming another country altogether. Hey, we'd be USA number one, they'd be USA number two, because we've got three states and we've got 47.
Here's the problem. You'd have to get other people. Think about this. No food stamps, no help at all from the federal government, no Medicare, Medicaid, no Social Security. So any of the money you paid into Social Security, which, David, you and I probably wouldn't see anyway, would be toast.
Yeah,
all that would be toast. So nothing from the federal government, anything. Highway help, anything.
We'd have our own federal government. I mean, come on. D.C., please. I mean, if you remember Hurricane Sandy, I personally, and this is my personal opinion, I really don't like the idea that as many people lost themselves, got lost in Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
But D.C., as far as I'm concerned, Hurricane Sandy could have just hit that state and wiped it completely off. No, D.C. and Virginia, they could cut those three states off. Off the face of the earth, and I wouldn't cry one tear.
Yeah, I understand. I understand. Yeah, I understand your frustration, because what we see is that every 2 years people are running again when you're talking about Congress, and it's all about getting reelected, and rightfully so. We see that a lot of things are not happening in Washington, and it's we see where the debt's gone. We see the fact that people are just voting president, and they're not even there half the time, and that's part of the problem too. That there's
right.
Definitely a problem with the government. There's no question.
Did you hear about it on election day? I was still in the state of Texas then. I don't know if you watched I can't remember what channel it was. I think it was CBS. But there was one commentary said that Romney had the vote. Romney had the popular vote, but the Electoral College didn't count, because I mean the vote that really counted was the Electoral vote, and that's why.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the electoral vote, that's how we elect presidents, and a lot of people are pushing for the popular vote. I like the idea of the popular vote, because then we don't have to go back and forth with the Electoral College, and that certainly was a big problem. Stay with us, tweeting next.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hempusa.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it. And I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It is the 20th anniversary of the first ever text, and now we see how everything has exploded social media-wise. Twitter is very common. You watch a newscast now, it's a hashtag this, and at, you can look at whatever, whether it's national news, local news, doesn't matter. Half the television programs use Twitter. It's tweet, tweet this, and tweet, tweet that. I mean... Darn those birds once again in the studio. But this is the best. The Pope is now tweeting. I'm not kidding you. It's @Pontiff if you want to get in touch with the Pope. So what do you think he's tweeting about? Pray, people, pray. I can't imagine. When was the last time you went to confession? The world needs love, love, love. Everybody tweets. That's the name of the game. Whether you're covering the Supreme Court, whether you're the pontiff, the most powerful figure in the Catholic Church, whether you're the president of the United States, because the president tweets now, too. He's locking horns with Congress to prevent this crunch at the end of the year, and the president is answering questions on Twitter. He did it for about an hour on Monday. It's part of what they call the grand campaign to pressure the GOP and Congress to accept an increase in what? Taxes. For who? Wealthier Americans. So he's answering tweets. I think I saw a few of them. I was looking for a couple of them. And he signs his initials B, you know, Bo, and to tweets that he writes himself. So that you know you're getting a tweet back from the press about that. Like one of them was breaks for middle class, imp for families, and econ if top rates don't go up. Danger that middle class deductions get hit. Bo. That's what he said on Twitter. So I thought, since we have the pontiff doing it, we got the prez, we got everybody in Congress doing it, celebrities doing it, your newscasters doing it, your paperboy doing it, how can you not be on Twitter? And I don't even know if people really actually, they know the power of Twitter in a sense, but do they really know how to use it correctly? I'm not sure I know how to use it correctly. Anybody understand? If you do, 855-266-KATE. There are people making a fortune teaching people how to tweet. And by the way, if you want to hook up with me on Twitter, it's Real Radio. That's my handle, Real Radio Talk, Real Radio Talk. So I came up with a couple during the day, like Joe Pesci. Remember him? I mean, we're going back a little bit in the Wayback Machine. He's on a Snickers commercial right now. He's the ultimate Italian mafiosa thug guy, and he was in Goodfellas. So how about at you talking to me for Joe Pesci? So Joe Pesci at you talking to me. How about this one for pot or cannabis? Anyone in Colorado or Washington, after the way the vote went in the beginning of November, could say at cannabis. Although I guess the first one in claims that then you'd have to number it. How about this? Rupert Murdoch, News Corp, Donald Trump, who owns everything in New York, Warren Buffett, the king of all greenbacks. They could all three have something like Mo Money. Rupert Murdoch at Mo Money 1, Donald Trump at Mo Money 2, Warren Buffett at Mo Money 3. And then, of course, we talk about Congress. John Boehner, Lindsey Graham, another senator, Harry Reid, another congressperson, like the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, they could all say at no, no, no. Since every day, either the Republicans or the Democrats say no, 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 no deal, no dice. Capiche? That works. Then there's Taylor Swift. How about Taylor Swift at We Will Never Be Together? You know, she has that song, Never, Ever, Ever, Ever. I hear it on the radio. I don't know much about Taylor Swift, but I know they're always bagging on her for the fact that she's got a zillion different boyfriends. And I say, she's a kid. She's a singer. She's got tons of money. Let her date a ton of different guys. I don't get it. But We Will Never Be Together. I think that's pretty good. So where's those birds? Are they tweeting around the studio somewhere? Did we lose our tweets? Just like that. Boom. They flew the coop. They were bored with the presentation. All right, so if you've got a good one, send it to me. And we'll be taking them all week long at whatever. The best one gets a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Balls, Brats, and Other BS. Right? I think it's interesting, and there is something about the whole handle, what your handle is. It's not always so obvious for some people, and then probably some of them are taken. And you wonder, what happens if somebody takes it? Can you get into that thing where, remember when the internet was getting really hot, and there people would pick up addresses like 7-Up, or you just buy it, you just buy the domain, and you would have that 7-Up or Pepsi or whatever, and then the companies would have to pay people thousands of dollars to get it from them. You thought, wow, they're holding an address hostage. Can you hold a Twitter address hostage? I'm not so sure you can do that. I don't know. But we certainly know that people are on it. If the Prez is taking an hour to tweet back answers to questions, and if the Pope is taking time to tweet back answers to people, there is power in this thing, or they must think they can reach people, and they can, or they wouldn't bother doing it. And so the reach is pretty big, especially when you're talking about future generations. All right, I also wanted to hit a couple of quick follow-ups here before we hit the end of the hour as we're going around that final term. You know, we talked a lot about the Kansas City Chiefs murder-suicide deal that they were all dealing with, and Romeo Crennel and Scott Pioli, the GM of the Chiefs, both seeing and watching Jovan Belcher shoot himself in the parking lot on Saturday, and they were just stunned at Arrowhead Stadium, not knowing that he had shot and killed his 22-year-old girlfriend, Cassandra Perkins, who also happened to be the mother of his 3-month-old daughter. And now they're doing everything they can, set up a fund for her and all that other sort of stuff. But you look at the NFL and the culture of the NFL, and I love football. I mean, we do our Nail the Score every single week, covered football. Football, great times with football as far as I'm concerned, except for I certainly know what it's about, the culture, when you're talking about the pain, the pills, the pressure, the things that the players deal with, the concussions. You know, was it related to this? Was it related to just some kind of a domestic abuse situation, a passive-aggressive relationship? I mean, who knows? This tragic shooting certainly are a terrible thing for the NFL family. And Belcher became the fourth player this year to die of a self-inflicted gunshot. Because people forget, remember you had Junior Seau, and that was shocking to a lot of people that knew Seau. That happened just back in May. You had Ray Easterling in April. You had Michael Current starting off the year in January, all committed suicide. And, you know, then they're questioning, is this the brain deal? And should we examine the brains for a post-concussion disease that might have led to severe depression? Was there something about this guy, Belcher, did he deal with depression? What was it that made him do what he did? And I don't think we'll ever unravel that mystery. It might never, ever be unlocked. There was no note, and nobody seems to know anything other than he was a great guy. That's what you heard from all the players and some other people that knew him. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me at americatonight.net.
Natural disaster strike and the water supply is shut off. You won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.